With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Government leaders across the region gather in Cayman for the funeral of a prominent Caribbean legal and political figure. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness arrived in Grand Cayman yesterday for the funeral of Hugh C.E. Hart in Georgetown. Hart's Cayman ties included property development and projects linked to the former Margaritaville Beach Resort site. And he and his late wife, Pamela, lent pieces from their Jamaican art collection to the National Gallery of the Cayman Islands. Hart died on April 17th at age 96. He served in Jamaica's Senate and as Minister of Mining and Energy and Minister of Tourism and co-founded the law firm Hart Muirhead Fata. Prime Minister Holness is said to have left the island following the event. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
A man who pursued an ambulance through the streets has avoided immediate custody in the summary courts. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks explains.
Chris Lee Watler admitted to a charge of disorderly conduct after confronting an EMS transport crew and demanding medication for a passenger, which they were unable to supply. The ambulance later departed for another emergency, only to find Watler driving close behind. When the crew stopped, he began filming them on his phone, despite their requests for him to leave. The EMS team alerted 911, leading to Watler's arrest. He's handed a 6-month suspended sentence, with the magistrate condemning his actions as entitled and entirely unjustified. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
And in other news, DART is opening applications for a new real estate graduate program that gives young Caymanians paid work while they train. The company says the real estate graduate program is aimed at Caymanians in the early stages of their career who want to work in property. Successful candidates will join a company as full-time paid employees while they rotate through different areas of the real estate business. Senior Manager Kyle Mason oversees active investments at DART, and he says the program is about building local leadership in the sector.
This graduate program creates a clear, structured pathway for emerging professionals to gain meaningful experience while working toward internationally recognized professional qualifications.
Applications are open through June 8th, with the first cohort expected to start in August. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. China's President Xi Jinping has told a state banquet for Donald Trump that China and the United States should be partners, not rivals. Mr. Xi said the relationship between the two countries was the world's most important. He'd earlier warned of potential conflict over the issue of Taiwan. The White House said the conversation focused on strengthening economic ties. A semi-official Iranian news agency says that Tehran has started to allow more Chinese vessels to go through the Strait of Hormuz, as Iran continues to impose restrictions on the key waterway. Iran had already indicated during the war that what it classed as neutral vessels could transit the strait. Latvia's centre-right Prime Minister Evika Siliņa has resigned, collapsing the coalition government only months before an election is due in October. She said it was over her government's handling of an incident a week ago when Ukrainian drones passed through Russian territory before crashing in eastern Latvia. At least 5 people have been killed and at least 40 wounded in Ukraine following Russian airstrikes. The mayor of the capital Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, said that the missile and drone attack had targeted several apartment buildings. Brazil's right-wing presidential candidate Flavio Bolsonaro has admitted seeking money from a corrupt businessman to finance a film about his father, the jailed former president Jair Bolsonaro. The controversy has sparked a crisis in Mr. Bolsonaro's campaign. Powerful thunderstorms with lightning and rain have killed at least 89 people in the northern Indian state of Uttar Pradesh. Most of the casualties were caused by collapsing walls, falling trees, and lightning strikes. Rare protests have broken out in Havana as the Cuban capital deals with its worst power blackouts in decades, triggered by a US blockade. Hundreds of Cubans demonstrated in several neighborhoods. BBC News.